You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey, what's going on, my golf friends? Thanks for checking us out. You can find us on all podcast platforms. You could also find us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Just search Upstate Golf Guys. Also, check out our new website, upstategolfguys.com. That's where you could find our popular Uncle Sam logo hats. Also, our dry fit polos, our dry fit quarter zips. We have some hoodies, we have some tees, we have some golf towels. Come check out the website. You won't be disappointed. Thank you for checking out this episode, and I hope you enjoy. Welcome to another episode of the Upstate Golf Guys. Tonight I have Dylan and Brian with me from Low Tide Golf. You may have seen them on social media or just your local beach. They have a fun little game they're going to tell us about. What's up, guys?
How's it going, guys?
How we doing?
We're doing good, man. So I like to ask everybody on the podcast first, when did you guys actually get into golf?
Well, Brian's been playing his whole life. But for me, it was more after college, probably around 23.
Okay. Yeah. Brian, you were playing your whole life?
Yeah. So, yeah, no, I started back in high school and never played any sort of competitive golf, but I've been a big golfer ever since then, caught the bug pretty quick.
Absolutely, man. I mean, that's all of us.
Don't take much to catch the bug.
This guy, he started when he was about 30. I don't know, he's 50 now. He started when he was in his late 30s and... He's definitely hooked.
I used to laugh at people when they used to be like, when I was in my teens, oh, you're a golfer. That's gay. and then I picked it up and it's awesome. It's totally awesome.
It became such a popular game, man, just throughout any age level, really. I tell everybody, especially older folks out there that haven't played ever in their life, I said, pick it up because it's never too late. You know what I mean? It's especially a game you can play when you're retired. It's a great game, man. So tell me a little bit about Low Tide Golf and how you guys created it.
Well, Brian and I, we went to high school together, middle school together. We've known each other for a long time, and we decided to move out to California about 5 years ago now. And we touched down in Ocean Beach, and then COVID hit. And when COVID hit and everything was closed, one of the things that we would do for fun was go to the beach. I mean, technically, you weren't allowed to go to the beach, but we did anyways. And we started by putting into solo cups, and we kind of developed our own kind of scoring system and different games that you can play with that. And I had a connection through my dad to a manufacturer over in Taiwan.
Okay.
And we realized that we could actually create the perfect golf beach game relatively quickly. And we turned it around pretty fast. So right when we decided, I mean, we didn't even float around other names for the product. We came up with Low Tide Golf right away. And once that happened, we developed a logo, had a meeting with my dad's friend. He called the manufacturer, and we had a prototype probably 2.5, maybe 3 months later. in our hands. And from that point, we just started making content for, like, I would say probably 4 to 5 months, pumping out videos, trying to grow up, you know, grow the page and create some kind of buzz for our product before we got our first batch in.
Yeah, I mean, you guys are definitely doing that too. Your reels are awesome. Every one of your reels, I'd have to say, catch my eye.
Makes me wish I had beaches around here that you could play it on.
for sure, man. We're about 3 hours from the Cape. We make regular trips to Cape Cod. That's our spot. As our 518 golf the Cape. That's part of our theme. We're trying to golf all 50 courses. So I'll get into that later. The Cape Cod has some spots for you guys for sure. Our Cape Cod listeners need to get your game because
you guys get a lot of sandbars.
Yeah, a lot of sandbars and the Brewster, yeah. They're famous for the Brewster Flats, which I mean, when the tide goes out, you have miles of flat, like smoothest sand that the ball would just roll really nice on, on the sand out there.
Yeah, we wanted to create, you know, a game that's kind of like cornhole or horseshoes. We play a lot of backyard tailgating games all the time. So when we came up with this, it turned out to be like a putting shootout on the beach. And the best part about it is all the game-winning shots that you can make with the scoring system we came up with. You can actually, I've never seen anybody get more excited when they hit the game-winning shot, you know, compared to other kind of games. So it's really, I mean,
there's a ton of games now coming out that are like that. Absolutely. And there's nothing like the low tide golf that I've seen. a fun one that I've played is the, I think it's called Bottle Bash is the official name, but you know what I'm talking about? It's a real fun game. It's a Frisbee game, but there's another name that people called it that I grew up playing, but I think it's considered, you know, wrong to say now, so I won't call it that. It's another form of horseshoes. They call it some other kind of horseshoes, but we won't go there. But it's a fun game. But yeah, I've never seen until the low tide golf. I've never seen a golf game like that. And you're right, when especially in your reels, when people hit those long ass putts and they got the fist pump going. I mean, they got the high fives. People are going nuts.
It's the best.
Absolutely, it's awesome. It's good to see.
Absolutely, and you got a pretty big
following. Good drinking game too, right?
Yeah, I would say it's a good drinking game. you got about 15,000 followers right now already. And what did you just got this thing going a couple of years ago?
Yeah, it's been it's 2.5 years since the LLC was formed, but we got 3 summers selling our sets in because we got them just in time for the first summer. And I don't know. I mean, how many have we sold so far? Close to 1,000.
Almost a thousand.
Nice.
Definitely. So that's a good number.
Yeah,
definitely. I think Shark Tank would approve, right?
Yeah, we actually we got a commercial on the Golf Channel with Kevin Harrington. He reached out to us. He runs As Seen on TV, and he was the original shark on Shark Tank. He was on season 1.
Wow. So okay. That was
pretty cool.
Yeah, and that worked out so well too because they kind of messed up our airing too, and they kind of pushed us back to a later date, and it just so happened to be the date where Tiger came back in that Riviera tournament.
Okay.
So we had so many people back home texting us, seeing our commercial in the local bars, like our buddies.
Love it.
That's so awesome.
Sometimes timing, those things happen for a reason.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, it was fun. We didn't tell many of our friends that we had the commercial going. You know, we texted a couple of our buddies, but we didn't know where it was going to air. We knew the regions, but we didn't know what, you know, bar it was going to be on at or whatever. And they were literally just hanging out at their local bar and they saw themselves on the TV.
That's awesome.
Videos of them playing our game, you know? So
that's awesome.
Yeah, that
it's
was
like when you guys get rich, you owe us money for this commercial.
Oh, yeah, all the time. Well, I want royalties for all the work I've done.
That's great. I mean, you have every time I see a reel, it's a different crew of people playing. So you're definitely getting that game out there.
I try to space them out, and you know, but it's funny. Like when we first started this, we were joking about how it was kind of a layup for social media because you have the beautiful views of the beach, and then you have golf, which is a very popular sport, and everyone's always seemed to be having a good time. So it's like this perfect trifecta to make a great Instagram reel or TikTok video.
So simple.
So easy. Yeah. Yeah,
that one you posted just recently of the seagull flying down, or whatever the bird was, and the dew drain in the putt. And it always seems like it's the perfect song too. You guys are good at putting those together.
Appreciate
the work, man.
Yeah, absolutely. That one I reshared and I got a lot of likes on that, on my story.
Yeah, no sure.
So, have you guys became like better putters since you created this game on the greens? Like, have you noticed? I know it's like a plastic putter and it's a little different, but like just the focus and the.
No, I don't think so. I don't think this is a practicing thing at all.
No. Okay.
The putting.
Yeah, like we really wanted to sell this as like a backyard game. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is strictly about fun. And
absolutely awesome.
Absolutely, man.
Yeah. So, no, I haven't improved at all. I'm still terrible at it.
So, I want you to tell our listeners a little bit thing about your low tide golf tournament thing you got going.
So we are planning on going to the mecca of low tide beaches, which is Hilton Head Island. And we're doing it there because there's no chance that the tides aren't in our favor. You know, I'm not going to plan this whole thing, fly across the country from San Diego to Hilton Head, and now we can't even play. But the tides are perfect there. It's just like 5 football fields of hard packed sand. We're planning on doing like a $5, you pay $5 to be in the tournament, and then the winner can take all the cash. Hopefully it's like, yeah, I don't know. We're doing bracket style, 2v2. And we only want people that we don't know in the tournament. if it's about people we know, it's going to be me and my friends hanging out on the beach. So, we're going to set that up on our website. I'll make, an advertisement for it and probably just, you know, boost that around the area in Hilton Head for people to sign up. You'll be able to sign up on our website, and anyone else can come after the bracket's already filled up. I'll have plenty of sets for everyone to just play our game while that's going on. And hopefully we have some merch and stuff there as well. And we were even joking about having some people cater and things like
that. The drinks flowing a little bit.
Why not get a band? Do it all, bro.
Yeah.
Go big.
Nice. I'm going big.
I got to figure out if I need a permit to do this thing in Hilton Head first. That so far, we got it all kind of like a vision in our head for it. We've had it since we started.
That sounds like an amazing
start
tournament.
Taking over the beaches like on spring break.
No, I have to ask, are both of you guys single young men? Or are you guys living the life or what?
Yeah, we're still single young men.
Wow. I mean, living in San Diego, you got this beach game.
Yeah.
Going out there, just setting up your game. I'm sure you get a ton of attention out there in San Diego.
Yeah, it's one of the reasons why my dad loves the game. He's a single old man.
Yep.
And he loves setting it up down in Siesta Key because everyone walking by starts talking to him, and he gets to have a little conversation with everyone on the beach.
Yeah, it's a good conversation starter. I mean, I've seen you guys. I've been following you guys for a couple of years now on my other page, Addicted to Golf. So I've known about you. But, yeah, I mean, if somebody that hasn't seen you and they say, what the hell is this? They see the flags, you know, low tide golf. It's definitely catches your eye.
Yeah, we have the set right here. We can show it.
Show it off. Mine's actually in my parents' basement right
now. That's awesome because everything fits right in that little bag right there, huh?
Yeah, we wanted to make it so that there wasn't anything that you needed extra. Brian and I, when we started this thing, we were putting into solo cups, like we said, which is still pretty fun, but it's a lot harder to make the putt. And, you know, there's people that say, you know, why would you sell something like that if you can just go out and dig a hole, you know, and bring your own putter and ball. And I would, you know, we implore anybody to go out there and do that, because as soon as you start doing it and you're enjoying it, you're going to be like, you know what? Let's just buy a low tide golf set. It'll be so much better with a low tide golf set.
Yep. There you go.
So you'll make more putts with the set that we have. I promise you that.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a quick, easy setup. I mean, and you just throw it over your shoulder with your
beach bag,
your chairs, your umbrella, and it's a, you know, piece of cake. You'll go everywhere with me for sure.
Nice.
Absolutely, man. So anything else you guys want to plug in the, you know, where can people find you or?
So we're on Instagram at low tide golf with 2 underscores, and TikTok is just @low tide golf. Those are our 2 main social media pages. Our website is lowtidegolfgame.com, and you can also purchase it on Amazon.
Yep, I saw you on Amazon for sure. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, I want to get to the fun part of this, these segments, the five questions. Well, we're going to alternate back and forth. All right, guys, you ready? Sure. I'll start with Dylan.
All right.
All right, Dylan, if you had the choice, would you be the first to tee off on a course or the last to get off the course? What do you like, morning round or afternoon round?
Afternoon, because I drink when I play.
All right.
All right, Brian, on a scale 1 to 10, how's your golf etiquette?
Oh, I would say depending on the amount of beverages in me. I'm pretty good etiquette guy.
Yeah,
I put myself at like 7 or 8. I can get a little loud.
Well, there's the golf etiquette of not walking in somebody's line. We're all good at that, but I play ready golf. I will admit it. And if somebody's not going up to the tee box that just got a par and I got a bogey, I'm not waiting for you, dude. You know what I mean? I'm being 100% honest.
Big ready golf guys, but nowadays it's 4 hour rounds, especially San Diego. Everyone golfs, so it's kind of just take your time, do whatever you want all the time. It's kind of our motto around the golf course.
Yeah. All right, Dylan, which hazard do you fear more, the bunkers or tall fescue?
Or what?
The bunkers or like tall grass, tall fescue when you're in them? Like, what's harder to get out?
Probably tall grass for me.
Okay.
Tall grass for me. Yeah, the bunkers, we're good in the sand. But...
Yeah, right? Okay.
you guys live on it, right?
We have a lot of those. We have a ton of links courses around us that are tall grass. And like, even like you got to carry, 240 off the tee to get over that fescue. So I'm in that fescue a lot.
Brian's the good golfer. I'm more of a head.
We got Torrey Pines near us too. And that'll.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
All right, Brian, what's your favorite club in your bag?
Well, I always say when I have my funeral, instead of the roses, I'm going to have my Scotty Cameron and the 3-iron. Tucked right away. So I would say somewhere between those two, even though I can't putt.
Okay.
There you go.
I dig it. Nice. Still pretty good, all right, Dylan, music or no music on a golf course? I think I know this one. You're a partier.
Yeah, music.
Okay. Nice. Okay. Nice. I love that.
Yep.
Brian, have you ever witnessed or had a hole in one?
No. And I say it a lot. It's pretty wild that no one in like, I've been golfing with my friends for 13 years. I don't know one person. I know my buddy's dad has had one. Other than that, I don't know a single person that's ever had a hole in one. So
yeah,
we've crept close, but no dice yet.
I'm in the same boat, brother.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of close to hole in ones, but no hole in ones. I'm in the same. I mean, I golf with the same idiots every time. So if they haven't hit a hole in one, I haven't really seen any. I'm in that boat. All right, Dylan, I know you're just a beginner and you just hack around, but what would you say is your weakest part of your game?
My irons, all my irons.
Okay.
I'm good. I'm pretty good off the tee, like driving actually. Putting, I'm pretty confident with putting and lag putting and all that. But when it comes to taking out 8-iron and below,
you get a lot of chunks.
It's a mess. I mean, I fade everyone, you know.
We're with you. I'm a 17.9 officially on my tour, and he's a 21 handicap. So we're in D flight. We're at the bottom of the. We just love the game, man. But I'm kind of the same way with the chunks. Sometimes I choke up a little bit, but then you gotta you gotta either club up if you choke up to take away that chunkiness. It's just you're not hitting the ball the way you're supposed to be if you're choking up. So I don't know. I do the same thing though. Iron play is.
I haven't nutted up and got the lessons yet. I haven't. Or $150 lesson yet, but I feel like I'm pretty good at applying tips. So if I got one or two pieces of good advice, I might be able to change my game drastically.
All right, Brian, what's your dream foursome? Golf, not chicks.
Oh, that's pretty good. I would say I'll definitely throw my dad in there. Got to throw him in there. Tiger, it's got to be in there.
Okay.
Maybe we'll throw John Daly in the mix.
Nice. That's a great foursome, man.
Nice. There you go.
I love it.
You're partying. You're partying.
He's going to make Tiger kick back a few for sure. He's going to say, Tiger, you're drinking tonight.
Prince Hans have super fun, so we'll see how that goes.
Hell yeah, nice. Dude. Hell yeah. All right. Dylan, last question for you.
Yep.
What's a course on your bucket list that you really want to get to? Could be in the world. What's a course that you see and you're like, I just really want to play? You're in California, so I mean, it's not far for you to get to Pebble Beach, Brandon Dunes, course like that. That's our dream courses. But
well, we play a ton, believe it or not, of Wii Golf with the PGA Tour, the old one.
Yeah.
What's the one with Tobacco Road on it? I think it's called Tobacco Road. Is it Wolf?
I think it is Tobacco Road. It's in North Carolina. Yeah.
Yeah, I really enjoy playing that course. I think it would just be fun.
I think that's been like a top 10 course on like Golf Digest for a long time now. That's up there. It's really beautiful course.
Oh yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay, Brian, your preference, blade or mallet?
Putter.
Oh, I do the blade. I had no feel with the mallets. I think it's just because it's like, even like playing mini golf as a kid, it's always been the blade. But like, I'll just mash it with the mallet. I don't even get close.
Yep.
Yeah, he's got the Scotty, remember?
Yeah.
Absolutely. That is true.
Take it with me.
All right. Well, boys, this was fun. Kept it short and sweet, which I like to do. I like to keep everybody's attention. Everyone has a short attention span these days. So, everybody knows where they could find you. Go check them out. Low Tide Golf on Instagram. They're really an awesome follow. Ton of
nice digs.
Yeah. Awesome video. There you go. That's where you find them, baby. And check
I'm
out.
I'm jealous of those palm trees in the background. You guys are so lucky.
It's the front porch here.
It's bitter cold here still into March. So
it's
San Diego is like the best temperature all year long. It's like always in like mid 70s.
We'll be floating at this temperature for the next 6 months. It doesn't get above 75 too much.
Oh my goodness.
Should, Mike, can't you build pools out there? This guy builds pools here. I said you could build them anywhere in the country.
Oh yeah.
That's been my destination list to move to. It's always been San
Diego.
Nice
little spot in the backyard for you.
Nice. I'll pitch a tent.
All right, boys. Well, listen, it was a pleasure having you.
You guys.
Definitely gonna push your product. I'm gonna tell everybody to go out and check you guys out, and go check out Low Tide Golf. They're great dudes and the game is fun.
Absolutely.
Putting on the beaches, man.
And like I said, my Cape Cod peoples, it's perfect for those flats over there.
It really
perfect,
is
perfect game for them.
We appreciate it. You guys.
Absolutely. And with that said, thank you for listening to another episode of the Upstate Golf Guys podcast.
518 to the Cape.
Happy, the ball itself has its own energy, or life force, if you will. Its natural environment is in the home. So why don't you send them home? His bags are packed. He's got his airplane tickets. Bring him to the airport. Send him home.